Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Tuesday, 20th of March. Yes. How marvellous is that?
It's pretty good because you know what tomorrow is?
Wednesday, the 21st of March.
Yeah, but you know what that means?
No.
Is it spring?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. I think it might be, yeah.
We're very well informed as ever on the start of spring.
So, what's the news?
Well, Naomi Campbell has started her community service. She's got some sturdy boots to take, so she can do some mopping in the sanitary department.
Good to have sturdy boots for that.
The government have issued some sort of pointless initiative. This just reminds me of the thick of it. Saying that they're going to start putting school reports on the internet and on hospital league tables, which seems quite a sensible idea. I'm quite interested to look that up. But they're also going to have eBay and Amazon style satisfaction ratings so people can post reviews on there.
Well, some
people power!
Some people's reports will be written on the internet, like.
No, no, this reports on the school.
Badly in French.
No, it's reports on the school. Not your school report.
Right.
That's not. No one's interested in that.
So it's my school report's not on there.
No one cares.
Oh.
Thatcher. Gonna make a film about her. Been pretty good. I don't know who's gonna star as Margaret Thatcher yet. Do you think it'll be Helen Mirren or Dame Judi Dench?
One of them, isn't it?
It'll be one of the two. Or Michael Sheen, because he does everyone, doesn't he?
Yeah, or somebody more. Billy Pipe is very popular.
Sienna Miller.
Zoe Slater. She's.
Michelle Ryan. She's not a blonde, though, is she?
She's not what?
She's not a blonde.
Like Maggie.
Mm.
No. What about Danny LaRue?
Bloody brilliant, wouldn't he?
That would be a final kind of...
Final fling for LaRue fling before he pops
before
off.
Before he pops off, yeah. Or little Ronnie Corbett.
Aww. I don't know if he's really born to play Thatcher in the same way LaRue is. But I like where you go with that.
Emotional tribute. Not by me, but by other people, to the little boy that got murdered.
People who knew him, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Adam Regis. So, farewell, Adam.
Well, they've nabbed someone for it, haven't they?
Yeah.
A youth. Who would have thought a youth would have done it?
The youths are just on a killing spree.
They're on a spree.
They're horrific.
Yeah.
God.
Stop it, youth. Find something better to do. Maybe start a youth club.
Well, what did you do as a youth?
Very little. I was bored, shitless, and... I was quite depressed most of the time, but you know, I did some cooking, homework.
Yeah.
I lived in a village, there was no one to play with. Did some babysitting, made a bit of money. Got a weekend job.
Cooking, babysitting, weekend jobs, all shopping, all good, you know, all perfectly acceptable things.
I didn't stab anyone.
No. I imagine you read some books.
Dog walking.
Broadened your mind. And
oh yeah, no, I read lots of books, I watched Blackadder almost continuously.
Yeah.
And a bit of Fry and Laurie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the youth should be given on DVD.
Jeeves and Wooster.
Yeah. Actually, I did read quite a lot of Woodhouse when I was a teenager.
That explains a lot.
No, it doesn't. There's a new version of an online... I'm not saying it's a new version of Wikipedia, because it isn't, but it's an online encyclopedia, but it's all skewed from the point of view of creationism. So it's called Conservapedia, and basically it's just all a load of lies. I think we should start called Liopedia, or something like that, or just Bollocksopedia, and people can just write funny things on it, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not, as long as it's funny.
Yeah.
That would be great. For me, this is kind of what this is, but not funny. Because a load of creationism is going right. Modern kangaroos, like all modern animals, originated from the Middle East and are descendants of the two founding members that were taken aboard Noah's Ark prior to the Great Flood.
Brilliant.
Fact.
What else is there on
there? There are a number of lines of evidence that point to dinosaurs and man coexisting.
Such as?
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones by Jurassic Park.
And Jurassic Park, yeah. Pairs of dinosaurs were taken onto Noah's Ark during the Great Flood.
Dinosaurs are on there.
Yeah, luckily they didn't eat the kangaroos.
Who else was on this ark?
Well, everyone, two by two.
I mean, how big?
Also, if you look up, if someone looks up Anything Goes on there, and it came up with Cole Porter, who was the writer who wrote that. Because Porter was a homosexual, we can conclude that anything goes was also his philosophy of life. Many atheists have adopted the song as a description of their moral code. So, basically, it's quite funny, I suppose, really, but in a bad way.
Right, because the ark was found, wasn't it, on top of a mountain?
Yeah.
And it wasn't big enough for T-Rexes. I mean, they could have got a few velociraptors on there, maybe a little stag.
They'd have eaten everything. They must have had a nice Regisaurus.
Yep.
There's quite a lot of different sorts of dinosaur, though, because so surely they'd have to have...
Diplodocus?
Yeah, they'd have to have two of each of them.
Triceratops?
Stegosaurus?
Do you think you're Saurus? Sally Clark is going to have her buddy fiddled around with
her. Who's Sally Clark?
She is the lady that
died. Oh, yes. Lady who...
Jordan killed a kid.
She didn't kill a
now
kid.
Now she's dead too.
No, I wonder. In heaven.
I wonder if it was suicide, or I wonder if she died of the same things that her kids died of.
Interesting.
Well, one of them had meningitis.
Well, that's what they think. Yeah.
They're not sure what the other one.
It would be weird if it turned out to be a genetic thing. Egg news. A couple of bits of egg news today for egg lovers.
Oh, right, yeah.
Organic egg scam. There's been an organic egg scam going on where lots of people have had battery eggs but been sold them as free range. Basically, they've just changed the labels. But you can usually tell because organic eggs are usually, they've got a bit of poo on them and they're bigger.
I've never had an egg with poo on it.
Depends if you go and get it from the... Probably not in the supermarket. If you go and get it from a farm, they quite often have a bit of poo with a bit of straw on it. That's how you know it's real.
Why would it have poo on it? Because it comes from the fanny. If anything,
I'm not saying it's got a chicken fanny batter on it.
You wouldn't have shit on it. That it's
sometimes
it's ours.
Sometimes it'll roll into some poo after it's been excreted.
All right.
I'm not saying that it gets it afterwards.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know, there's a poo in the straw. Yeah. I haven't finished my egg news.
Go on.
More importantly than the organic egg scat, which is a serious infringement into some sort of trading laws, there's been a terrible crime committed. £70,000 worth of Cadbury's cream eggs have been stolen off the back of a lorry. It was hijacked, essentially, by some men. He went, "Oh, mate, you've got some eggs coming off the back of your lorry there, what's going on?" The man got out to have a look, and they nipped in the mat in the lorry and drove off with it. They've got tons of eggs, so if you get offered any cheap Easter eggs, they're off the back of that lorry, probably.
Yeah, that's
You might as well. They're ever so expensive, Easter eggs.
I can imagine, in about 12 months' time, there's going to be some quite bad British film about this, starring probably Johnny Vegas. It'll go straight to
Sex
video.
Sex Lives of the Eggman.
Straight to video. About 10 people in Lancashire will watch it.
Your mum will like it, though. She'll be a surprising fan of the film. I'd probably watch that. I think. Maybe.
Peter Howitt would be in it. Billy. Jack. Aveline. Yes. I can imagine them not doing that. The Boswell family.
The Boswells. And Johnny Vegas.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good film. We should pitch it.
Yeah. In fact, we should.
We've had loads of ideas, so we're going to have our made up Wikipedia site.
Yeah.
We're going to have a film about egg hijacking.
Yeah.
Which we've cast.
Another idea.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get tummies.
Yeah.
Tummies like Shakira's.
I'd love to have a tummy like Shakira's.
Would you?
Yeah. Look at it, it's brilliant. Do you not impress?
No, it's good. Apparently, all the Spanish...
How does she get it?
Jumping about and, like...
Wiggling her hips around.
Not everyone lying. Everyone who speaks Spanish in London went to see her at Wembley, and apparently it was a cracking gig.
Oh, well. Jolly good.
I don't really know what she does.
Hi. She does sort of Latino music and wiggles her bum around. She talks about bits of her body quite a lot.
That's Holly Valance, isn't it?
Yeah. I am, my presence are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with the mountain. See that one. The nits don't lie, silent to you. She does that.
Nits don't lie, moody, moody, moo.
Sounds of my body.
Well, anyway, apparently she's very good and she's got a good tummy.
She has, I like her tummy a lot. Fat people news, contrast.
More of them.
Yeah. 300,000 people each year die from ailments related to being overweight, and it costs £1 billion to the NHS. Now, this is the list of things that are to do with being overweight. Heart disease, Yeah, I get that. Strokes. I'm not sure, but I'll take that. Diabetes. And then breast and bowel cancers. Now, how does being fat give you breast cancer? That's what I don't understand. You know, let's take, for example, Kylie Minogue. Mm-hmm. There's no way she could be described as underweight. She's undernourished, if anything. She had breast cancer and very young as well. I thought breast cancer was more often hereditary thing.
Often hereditary, certainly.
But there we go. So that's...
I can understand that it gives you cancer in your ass.
Yeah, I can see that. Ass cancer. If you don't want to be fat and die of these things...
Piss at the same time.
It may seem... I'm quoting from the paper directly now. It may seem obvious, but fat children really can lose weight by taking up sport, a study shows. Yes, it does seem obvious, because it is obvious.
A
why?
Study conducted in a spacker school by some spackers.
No, it was at the University of Bristol. Which, as far as I know, isn't a spacker school, but maybe it is.
Gordon Brown is getting ready for his last budget.
Ooh, what's he going to do?
It's
going to be a good one, isn't it?
In his big red briefcase, he's expected to say...
His purse. It's a man purse I learned the other day from...
He's expected to say, if you go around driving a Chelsea tractor, i.e. a 4x4, instead of £210 you pay for your tax disc, you're going to pay
£400.
Ooh. So, and also...
I've realised I've been confusing 4x4s with people carriers. They're not the same thing, are they? Are people carriers bad?
I suppose it depends if you're actually using them to carry people around, or if you're just wanking around in one and thinking, maybe when my daughter has a party, I'll be able to put all the children in the back.
I saw this morning a man, he was holding up quite a lot of traffic on Wynns Avenue in Walthamstow.
Yeah.
Which you can only go one way, there's a lot of cars parked to either side. He was holding one up because his people carrier had broken down and he was pushing it. He had his daughter in the front and the rest of it was empty. I did think, I should probably help him push his car because he's holding everyone up. But then I went, no, I'm not going. I'm walking to work. Why can't they walk somewhere? He's taking his daughter to school. I can't imagine his daughter has to go to school a long way from where they live.
How old do you reckon his daughter was?
9 or 10.
She's just going her own, can't she?
Well, no, I can understand if you're a bit worried about that, but... I couldn't be asked to stop and help a man push a car. I just kind of went, I'm a girl. Probably shouldn't have to
Why
do
the
that.
Fuck should you?
But then I went, oh, hang on, I travel by public transport everywhere. I never get a car anywhere. Well, I'm not helping people who do have cars. So all the people in the cars behind him who are backed up now and all going, beeping their horns and keeping their engines running, maybe one of those could turn their car off.
Get
the
out.
Engine off, get off and help him push it.
Yeah.
Crazy idea, I know.
Oh, you're furious.
David Cameron has almost said something resembling a policy statement.
Almost, but
he's had an interview in the Metro, talking about Iraq mainly. But he said, he's been asked the question, as Prime Minister, what would your global priorities be? Number one, he says, or one of the biggest number ones, should be negotiations on climate change. More generally, we need a liberal conservative foreign policy. That's it. So, you know, that's as close as you're going to get.
There's a whiff of something here as well, policy wise.
Really?
Yeah, although it's little wanker George Osborne. Yep, I said it. He says if he were Chancellor, he would cut tax. Corporation tax by 3p in the pound. And I reckon that he's only saying that because that's what Brown's going to do.
He's just copying.
I can't see Brown doing that, to be honest. He's not one for cutting taxes, is he?
Yeah, but you know, he wants to get on everyone's side so he can be Prime Minister.
Yeah,
his last chance.
He also wants to make sure there's some money in the kitty for when he is Prime Minister, otherwise he'll have nothing to spend.
Well, talking of the Osbournes, as we were.
Yes.
George. Kelly's been in trouble.
Ooh.
She's been in a supermarket fight in Asda, appropriately enough. I assume it's the Kelly Osborne. She's called Kelly Osborne.
Yeah.
A female police officer struck out at her because basically there's a woman, these two people, no, four people, are in, they're two partners, two sets of partners.
Yeah.
The guy who's going out with the policewoman, who's also a policewoman, was eyeing up Kelly Osborne. Her boyfriend started mouthing off, going, what are you looking at? And then, anyway, the girls ends up having a fight and the policewoman's in trouble. Now, this is what... This sounds... How sexy does this sound?
How sexy?
Yeah, wait for this. He was in a trance looking at her. He had his hand on his hip in a cocky stance and he was looking her up and down while smiling and winking. Pretty fucking seductive, eh? Not at all gay.
I'm surprised...
Oh, I know!
I'm surprised she didn't just... Saddle in there and then, really.
Anyway, that's happened. Theopophetus.
I thought that said the Prophetus. That would have been funnier.
Theopophetus from Dragon's Den. He says he's not really into cats.
Oh.
Anton Deck. You like them, don't you?
Yes.
They're going to America. They've got their own TV show. It's called Wanna Bet. The show mixes celebrity interviews and musical performances with everyday people betting they could pull off bizarre or extraordinary stunts. Now, does that to you sound exactly like the TV show You Bet? Are you going to bet on it?
Matthew Kelly.
Yeah, he's basically Anton Deck has stolen Matthew Kelly's thunder. They've said, let him go on playing paedophiles and retards on television and on the theatre. We're off to America with his idea.
I wanted to go on You Bet.
What were you going
to
do? Erasure singles. Sorry, I remembered. It was Erasure singles.
It wasn't Erasure singles. It was to do with Erasure. What Marilyn.
Was it? Oh, you're going to intros.
Marilyn Monroe.
It was intros, wasn't it?
Get off me! Marilyn Monroe by Andy Warhol is to go on sale.
It's Lemon Marilyn, isn't it? There's lots of different ones. And it's Lemon Marilyn.
Lemon Marilyn. No, Orange. Oh no, Orange Marilyn has sold. Yeah, this is Lemon Marilyn. Orange Marilyn got 16.3 million. This is expected to get a bit more.
Now, for me, I mean, obviously I can't afford it, so it's a moot point. But, it's a kind of, it's a screen print anyway, with just different colour backgrounds. And although it's an iconic piece of recent pop culture, yeah, I wouldn't pay that much for it, because you could quite easily get a knockoff worth version very cheaply. Whereas something like the Heywayne, got the brushstrokes on it and everything, isn't it? So it's worth a bit more.
What I'd like is...
One of you.
One of me. Or a set of four.
See, I could do that for you.
Do that for me this afternoon.
Okay.
Great. Top 10 singles.
Yes, tell me what they are.
Not bad at the moment. Number one, Walk This Way, Sugar Babes.
Walk This Way!
Quite like that. It's a good track. Number two, Gwen Stefani, which is cool. Number three, The Proclaimers. Proclaimers are cool. Forget about who's doing it. Proclaimers are cool. Number four, Take That.
Cool.
Number five, never heard of them. Number six,
number five,
Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby, Ruby, Ruby. Number seven, Mika. We like that. We like Justin Timberlake doing his... And then there's a song in at number 10 called Acceptable in the 80s. I don't know what that is, but...
Wow.
Sounds quite interesting.
I'm quite... Yeah, I'd quite like to hear that. Maybe we'll look it up on an illegal download site later. Or we could... we could find his MySpace site and go and get it legally. Have a listen. More music news. Eurovision. The repercussions are still echoing round the music world.
Shit.
Hawkins is livid.
Why?
Well, because he...
Because he's a loser.
Because he's a loser. He said everyone who voted didn't vote for him is a racist because he's seen with a black lady.
He's not. Has he really said that?
Yep. He said, well, he says they're racist or stupid. Either way. I mean, his song was quite good. I'd have voted that. I mean, I did love the Scooch song.
Uh-huh.
It is camptastic and very, very funny. I haven't laughed as much in years. But I did like that. I thought the Hawkins song was the best. It was certainly better than that Cindy woman who... was just really...
It was alright, but I mean, he's just been a very bad loser.
Well, he is being a bad loser.
I'm saying racist is...
I think he's going to have to go back into rehab.
What a waste. Naomi Campbell, just to go into that a bit more, she's going to be wearing an orange work vest and work
boots. Oh, we've seen her boots, and she's wearing orange with that.
An orange vest.
She look quite nutty, I think.
Look quite nice against her skin.
A man is killing the world's great rivers. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I imagine he's a youth and he's going to stab him.
Right. Denise Van Outen. She has been ordered to lose her Basildon accent because it's not going down well with the Yanks.
Oh, I'm not surprised. It's dreadfully common.
Oh.
Sorry. What's she doing in America?
She's presenting some show. But
talking of American shows, the Strictly Come Dancing programme was on last night with Heather Mills in it. She didn't get knocked out first. She's still in. I was shocked because although, you know, obviously this is a slight aside news story for us.
Yeah.
This was one of the BBC's big stories this morning. They kept training going, come on, we're going to show you later exclusive footage of Heather Mills dancing on American television. Oh, come on, the BBC. I know Breakfast News is pretty fluffy, but who cares? Really, I'd like some proper news, thank you. Where's the story about the Cadbury Cream Eggs being stolen? This is the sort of thing I want to be covered by the BBC.
Michael Jackson is in London.
Is he?
Yeah.
How many of his fans were waiting for him outside his hotel this morning?
Quite a few, and he sung to them, and hugged them, and he went, yeah, I'm Michael Jackson.
Where is children?
Where is the children? I want to touch a little boy's weekly.
Clive Owen is in line to play Sherlock Holmes in a Hollywood movie. It's going to be him or Rupert Everett. Interesting. Rupert Everett actually did a very good job of playing Holmes in a recent BBC adaptation. Oh, I love the BBC.
You should work for them.
I should work for them. They should give me a job making props on the Clive Anderson thing in the 80s. Or choosing the music on Homefront, which was on in the 90s and not anymore. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was early 2000s.
What music would have you wanted in Homefront?
Oh, all sorts. All sorts of different music.
Oh, right.
Incidental music. I'm not saying theme tune.
Oh,
I see. That's not a job for anybody. looked like it's going to be a fight between Dreamgirls stars Beyoncé and Jennifer Hudson after playing the Supremes. And now they now both want to play Aretha Franklin in a new film.
Ah.
I don't know if Aretha Franklin, I mean, she's good and all, but has she had an interest in life?
Yeah.
Did she get beaten?
Yeah.
Good.
I would say Jennifer Hudson would probably be
Certainly got the better, she's better shape for it.
Yeah.
And probably got the better voice as well.
Well, she has.
Andrew Freddie Flintoff, the less than dull cricketer, his gran said, hey up, leave off. I've decided she's from New Yorkshire, I don't know if she is. She's called Elsie Flintoff.
Right.
Says, it's a poor do if the youngins can't go on a binge every now and again. Leave him alone. She's got a point, but at the same time, this is his job, and if he's going to fuck up doing his job by getting drunk, then should be sacked, I think. Consequently, I don't know. I don't know how much cricketers get paid, but I think it's a darn sight more than I do.
Bloody hell.
This is brilliant. I'd like to think of this man as looking exactly like Uncle Albert. He's a war veteran, former sailor, 72-year-old,
yeah.
Fought in the Vietnam and Korea Wars. He's been breaking into a waste depot and stealing pipes. Just for fun.
That's good.
Because it made him feel like he's on a secret mission.
Fashion?
Yes.
Mini skirts are back with a vengeance.
Oh.
So I know you'll be particularly delighted about those.
Definitely.
There are some tips to get your legs in shape.
Yeah.
Work out.
Eat less.
Cover your legs in expensive potion. wax your legs so they're not all hairy. Cover any blotches with makeup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you wear tan tights instead? A thick tan tight.
You can if you want to, I suppose. Lose a load of weight, be under 18, do yoga, do squats, sit up, go up and down, jump around, stand with your feet together, don't bother with it, it's rubbish.
Here's some other fashion, it might be a bit more wearable. It's a giant mushroom-like top which has got incredibly long sleeves that go down to the model's knees, and it comes up very high over her face. Of course, it finishes quite low on her stomach, and then she's just got some pants on underneath it. So although her face and her neck are going to be especially warm, and her hands, unfortunately her bum and her minge are going to be quite cold.
Split crotch pants as well. I noticed.
Airbus has made its first trip. It's gone to America. Two of them.
Airbus?
You know the big new planes, the double-deckers?
No.
That's they've taken.
Like the Hindenburg.
That's actually boring, so I'm not going to do it. There's, this sounds like a dry spell. A tiny species of worm has not had sex for 40 million years.
Oh, dear.
They're all women. They just reproduce.
Nature finds a way. Dolly Parton tonight, Wembley Arena.
That was yesterday. That'd be good. You're reading from yesterday's paper.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be good. Paul Foot, terrible hair. I don't know if...
I'm frightened.
I mean, why?
I'm genuinely frightened.
You don't need to do that.
He's funny enough looking without it.
He's got a pretty face. Like a young Julian... cross between Julian Clary and Quentin Crisp.
Casino Royale is out on DVD, which gives the papers an excuse to print that picture of Daniel Craig coming out of the sea. Ooh, look at him, he's ever so hungry.
Fashion.
Just done fashion.
There's more fashion.
Yeah, there's a lot of fashion today.
Buy some stuff in Zara. It's nice and affordable. Oh, and buy those shoes but not in that colour.
TV. I'll tell you what, this 60th birthday party we're going to tonight, we're going to have to leave early to catch all that fucking brilliant TV that's on telly tonight.
Really?
One Life on BBC One at 10:30. It's all about people getting divorced and fighting over their dogs. Particularly, it's focusing on the case of Alex Sibley and Melanie Hill from Big Brothers. Not Big Brothers, the band, but two different series of Big Brother. That's going to be quite funny. There's also a show called Half Turn Hospital on at 9 o'clock on ITV. It's about a hospital for fat people. But best of all, 9 o'clock Channel 4, Ulrika, Am I a Sex Addict? And it's Ulrika Johnson worrying that she's addicted to sex and going to America for some therapy. And having it all filmed. Sounds absolutely brilliant.
I saw the trailer for that yesterday and I was just open-mouthed at how she could possibly do that. She was sat in a chair, kind of looking like a bit like she's in tears, whilst a woman goes, "The truth is, Ulrika, the way, the like, kind of language you're using with me, it does sound like you might be a sex addict." And Ulrika's going, "Oh, I need some cock."
Where's Hunter from Gladiators when you need him?
Somebody come and beat me. I mean, she's got kids, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, that's all the sex she's been having.
How embarrassing for them, being at school. "Haha, your mum's a sex addict. And you one as well."
I mean, what she should have done is pitch the idea going, "I'd like to do a documentary about sex addicts," and then got some free therapy on the side. But to do a show called Ulrika, Am I a Sex Addict?
Well, yes, you are.
Am I a show-off?
You clearly think you are.
Yes, you are. Right.
Turkey necked old skinny freak.
Are we done?
Turkey necked old skinny freak. She has got a turkey neck. Turkey necked old skinny freak.
I think that's the end. Would you like to sum up today's news in any words?
Brian Ferry, hello. That is good, isn't it?
What, his turkey neck?
Can't see his turkey neck. He didn't have a neck, to be honest, anymore. but I'm sure if he did have one, it would be very lovely.
Another TV programme to watch tonight.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
That was yesterday.
It's a programme about people that have more than 10 children.
I did not watch that. I'll tell you what I watched yesterday at 9 o'clock. Relocation, Revisited.
Relocation, Relocation, Revisited.
No, there's only two relocations. Location, 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 I'll give you that. But it's Relocation, Relocation.
Revisited.
Yeah. It was on the More 4.
Interesting.
I was waiting for my dinner to cook, to be honest, just a bit to watch.
What did you have for dinner?
Roasted vegetables and gravy.
I had cheesy pasta.
Wank?
Yep.
Right, we really should finish now. We've been babbling. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was the news.